From deep in the heart of flyover country, this is Spin Sold Separately.
I'd like to welcome you all to this amazing after-party celebration for my second inauguration. Such a great inauguration, even greater than the first, which was the best inauguration in history. Such a great day for our country. Crooked Joe Biden has spent the last 4 years destroying America, putting America last and ruining our economy with unprecedented inflation and spending like we've never seen before. Spending like drunken sailors, we've never seen anything like it before. But our great country is back. We will make America great again. We're going to make it so great, greater than ever before. We will end the wars. We will end the invasion of our country, secure our borders, and...
Okay, Donald, we get it. You won the election already. You don't need to campaign anymore.
Yes, everyone. Allow me to introduce my new friend, such a great friend. I knew he'd come around, former President Barack Obama.
Let's not get carried away, Donald. Let's not forget I was calling you Adolf Hitler not even 3 months ago.
I knew you never meant that. Everybody comes around. No one can resist the Donald. It's okay. You can admit it.
Actually, I did.
We got more votes than any other Republican candidate in the history of... It did what?
I meant what I said.
Oh, you mean when you said I was the greatest president in the history of our country?
Now, when did I ever say that?
Well, maybe you never said it, but you were thinking it.
I most certainly was not.
Come on, Barack. Everyone saw us yucking it up at the funeral for the worst president ever. Nice guy, but a terrible president.
You know, he is right, Barack. You guys were looking pretty chummy at that funeral.
Well, where did you come from, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to President Trump and ask if maybe he could introduce me to that pretty young press secretary of his.
Oh, come on, Bill. Haven't you learned your lesson yet?
We don't ever change, Barack. We just get less tactful. I mean, come on. Your guy Joe Biden was sniffing people's hair for the last 4 years.
Joe Biden was not my guy.
Well, I mean, he was your vice president.
Whose side are you on, Bill?
Do you really want him to answer that, Barack?
Oh, I'm on your side, Barack. I'm just saying,
He's trying to say that Crooked Joe Biden would never have been president if you hadn't made him your running mate.
Well, I mean,
So he's really saying it's your fault.
What is?
Me being president. Twice. Your fault.
So, Donald, about that press secretary of yours.
Yeah, Bill, don't ever change.
You both realize I'm still here, don't you?
Yeah, you would know a thing or two about who's here and who's not. Speaking of who's not here, where's Michelle?
Well, she's,
She wasn't at the funeral, she wasn't at the greatest inauguration ever.
Well, she's a very busy woman.
You're going to basketball games with your daughters, she's not there. She starts a podcast, you're not there. Come on, Barack.
Now, there's a very logical explanation.
I don't know, Barack. Doesn't seem very honorable.
Donald, what on earth would you know about honor?
Are you kidding? I'm all about honor. Ask Melania. I'm on her all the time.
Oh, well, that's a good one there, Donald. I think I'm going to have to start using that one.
I tell you, being around you two is incredibly taxing.
Did I hear someone say taxing?
Look who's here. It's Bernie Sanders, your friendly neighborhood socialist.
I heard taxing. Is everyone here paying their fair share?
Bernie, I think we could have that discussion another day.
There's nothing I love more than a socialist with three houses.
I do not have three houses. I have my home in Vermont, I have a place in D.C., and I have a summer camp.
Yeah, that's three houses.
I hate to say it, Bernie, but Donald's got a point there.
What about healthcare? Do we have free healthcare?
No, Bernie, we don't have free healthcare.
Why not?
Well, because there's no such thing as free healthcare. You socialists crack me up. You really do.
Let's take a moment to acknowledge President Biden, the most progressive president since FDR.
How do the young ones say it these days? That isn't the flex you think it is, Bernie.
He was the most consequential president of our lifetime.
In all the wrong ways.
I was protecting America from Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
Doesn't look like that went well at all.
Oh, look, someone woke Sleepy Joe up from his early afternoon nap.
Donald Trump threatens the very foundation of our republic.
Can someone please tell Sleepy Joe that the election was almost 3 months ago?
Joe, you did some good work, but isn't it time you took a vacation?
And I got to limit the pressure.
Wait, what'd he say?
I don't know, something about making diamonds?
It's okay, Joe. We'll handle it from here. After 50 years, you've done your duty.
You mean we finally beat Medicare?
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, you've done all you can do. You and Jill deserve to take some time off.
Who's Jill?
Behold the greatest president of our lifetime.
I'm not so sure about that, Bernie. Let's check with my guy Javier down in Argentina. Javier, what do you think of Biden's job?
Afuera!
See, even Javier thinks he did a terrible job. Okay, I think it's time for Sleepy Joe's mid-afternoon nap.
Thanks, Joe. You did a great service to this country. I've got some time on my hands these days, so maybe I'll come up and visit you in Delaware sometime. Joe? Joe?
Yes, our 46th president, everyone. There he is. Well, was.
Actually, a nap doesn't sound too bad right about now.
Anyway, so Donald, how do you think they're going to get anything done in this divided political climate?
Did I hear somebody say climate?
Hey, look at that. It's my old friend John Kerry. How you been, John?
I've been busy flying around the world trying to save everyone from climate change.
This from the guy who's got the biggest carbon footprint of anyone not named Donald Trump.
I have important speeches to make at conferences around the world that I fly to on my private jet.
My point exactly.
I am the climate czar. The world is going to end in 10 years. Wait, what? The world is going to end in 100 years. The world is going to end at some undetermined future date.
Thanks, John. Say hello to all my friends at those climate summits, will you, John?
Sure thing, Barack.
Hey, Javier, what do you think of John Kerry?
Afuera!
What does afuera mean?
It's Spanish for you're fired.
You can't fire me. We're all going to die.
It's okay, John. Say hello to my old friend Al for me, will you?
Sure thing, Bill.
You know, Barack, I do notice that Michelle's not here. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure, Bill. What is it?
What's your secret? I've been doing everything I can do to get rid of Hillary for about the last 30 years. It just doesn't seem to work.
Bill, don't be ridiculous. You and Hillary have been the face of the Democrat Party for over 30 years.
Houston, I think we may have just stumbled onto our problem.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger over here. I mean, we can't all age as gracefully as Sean Connery.
Now, how in the world did I get dragged into this?
Well, would you look at that? It's the original 007, Sean Connery.
Sean, I don't think this conversation would interest you much. This is all about American politics. What have you got against actors?
No, we don't have anything against actors, Sean. Nothing at all.
Sean, from one actor to another, I welcome you to our conversation.
Saying 7 words in Home Alone 2 and hosting Saturday Night Live does not exactly make you an actor.
On second thought, maybe this is just a conversation for politicians.
What about actors who have become governors?
Good Lord, Arnold Schwarzenegger!
I'm just here to remind you all not to be economic girly man.
Arnold, I don't think you can say that in 2025. Well, what can you say in 2025?
Take it from me, not much.
What's he all doing here?
The president was just telling us about his stellar acting career.
And might I say, Mr. President, you're as much of an actor as I am a president.
He's not an actor.
Apparently, someone died and made Sean and Arnold the actor police.
Oh, why don't you just go tear up something?
That's it. As President of the United States, I decree... Sean, where are you from again?
Scotland.
I'm declaring a 500% tariff on everything to and from Scotland because Sean Connery showed up in my conversation and was not very nice to me.
Oh, you never would have made it in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, we should probably call it a day here. I'm guessing Hillary's probably wondering where I am.
Bill, Hillary's always wondering where you are.
You're probably right there, Barack. Say hello to... never mind.
Well, on that note, thank you everyone for attending my post-inauguration party. It's going to be the greatest administration in the history of our country. We've only just begun. We're just getting started. We're going to do so many great things. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. It's going to be the greatest in history. No one's ever seen anything like it before.
Oh, for goodness sake, enough with the Minnesota goodbyes already. Just wrap it up.
And after that, we're going to balance the budget, and we're going to have the greatest military in the history of the world. Going to be the most amazing military with all the best military equipment you've ever seen.
Nothing unusual here, Sean. Donald Trump really likes the sound of his own voice.
And the killers and the murderers. We're going to undo all the damage that Joe Biden has done to our country. We're going to have the greatest economy the world has ever seen. The stock market's going to hit levels never seen before. We're going to cut all the waste out of the federal government. Elon Musk is doing amazing work, really, really amazing work. I mean, it's really spectacular.
Is he still talking?
A great, big, beautiful wall. We're going to erase the deficits. We're going to lower the interest rates. We're going to make real estate affordable again. We're going to be energy independent. We're going to have more energy. We're going to drill, drill, drill. It's going to be the most energy independent we've ever been. It's going to be the greatest ever.